at 8 o'clock is talk show. And at that time, you call in and talk about things you want to share. I wanted to do a lot on Mr. Ginsburg, even though he was not appointed as a justice. I'll do that next week, and maybe during the talk show part of the program, we can get some of that in. But I do want to get some of it on tape because he's a very, very important person. And because he was turned down so quickly, I believe was because more material would come out about him, not because the matter was closed regarding the pot. Now, I'll continue with the second half of World Watchers and go into a case you just turned on during this first half hour, regarding the nursery school in San Francisco, the sexual molestations, but they've been taking place all over the United States. And at West Point, there were satanic rites against small children in the private nursery schools, and the army schools are having an epidemic of information of children being exposed to rituals, satanic rituals. So the San Francisco area is taking the lead only because a little girl happened to recognize a couple who were living in St. Louis, or this story would never have come out. And it may become a very large story if people understand the historical context. Otherwise, it will get buried. And already in the San Francisco Chronicle today, there was an article that Representative Barbara Boxer was getting too hysterical about this case. She should cool off, or it'll affect the prosecution. Well, the prosecution is getting off with 10 children and not 50 that were molested, and they're covering up the major part. The idea, keep quiet, we'll get a good prosecution, is ridiculous, because if you don't bring these things out, you don't bring them into the case and get a prosecution that's just at all. And if you bring it out too soon, they can say you ruined the prosecution. Either way, the intention is to let the major factors off and hit the Baptist minister, not the Church of Satan. So I hope this gets attention and continues to grow. The next article I want to share is from the San Francisco Examiner, this is October 31st, 1987, about the child abuse. It says the police and federal agents, although they received numerous reports of sexually molested children, many involved in bizarre cult rituals, they're taking this very slowly. There were children stuck with needles in parts of their bodies, people in costumes and robes, and Captain Paul Cota, the head of the juvenile division, said the case is so sensitive it could be jeopardized if details were released, but it's so sensitive it could be covered up if the details aren't told. U.S. Attorney Joseph Russinelli said the federal case of the Presidio children molestation will not change substantially before this next April, and that anything occurred off the base will be within the jurisdiction of the San Francisco police. Now, I am not a lawyer. I don't know what this means, but the molestations, some of them took place right at the Army Presidio base in San Francisco and at other Army bases around the United States. But when a parent leaves their child off at an Army base at a nursery school, and the person in charge gives them to a lieutenant colonel who's still in the Army, I shouldn't think it would matter where he lived or she lived if they're delivered to an officer wearing the uniform and off clothes, wearing the Satan uniform at that time, but it's under the employ of the United States government, transferred to a lieutenant colonel. I don't think that the Army should get off of this case, that it is a military case, and the San Francisco police don't have the sophistication or jurisdiction to deal with this. And Michael Aquino, besides being a full-time employee in St. Louis, Missouri, was stationed at Fort McNair in Washington, where he met people high up in military government and has held a top security clearance for many years and worked with the Green Berets, the Special Forces in Vietnam, and he trained as a specialist in psychological warfare. Now, he may say we don't do satanic rituals with children off the base or at my home at all, or talk about these things, but if children go to the equivalent of a torture wax museum that he brings people to see, and he's saying that's what they saw, that's pretty much part of psychological warfare, just to go see that. And he was, according to his officers, superbly qualified to command a virtual expertise in the area of psychological operations. And the Army Efficiency Report said he set the highest personal standards and holds himself to those standards with his military degree. He served as a liaison officer in NATO countries. He's been a consultant and faculty member at the U.S. Army Command and General Staff College, a faculty member. He's a licensed security dealer, registered with the New York Stock Exchange, a former employee of Merrill Lynch. Now, Merrill Lynch's chairman was Donald Reagan, a former Secretary of the Treasury and Chief of Staff of the White House. Merrill Lynch, another broker from Merrill Lynch, was the gentleman who ran the bunker in Philadelphia, who was pulled in just about 4 months ago. He has his Rolls Royces and his fancy cars, and there were people tied as slaves underneath his house and bodies underneath the house. Goodness knows how many were killed. He was taken away, a very sophisticated man in a black part of town who got people who were mentally sick who lived nearby in an institution and had a bunker mentality and activities and sex slaves and murders. He was also part of Merrill Lynch, and Merrill Lynch has been identified with that. Steve Baum, I mentioned earlier, the Worldwide Guns and Drugs Network. This may all be coincidental, but it's interesting that Aquino, this Maurice Aquino, in addition to psychological operations and NATO and a consultant to the faculty at U.S. Army Command and General Staff College, is also a licensed security dealer for the New York Stock Exchange of Merrill Lynch. Another article from the San Francisco Chronicle Tuesday, November the 11th, titled Army Says the Constitution Lets Satanists Hold Top Secret Job. And this article says the high priest of the Satanic Church is protected constitutionally. The question is whether he's trustworthy, whether he can do his job in the Army, and there's nothing that indicates that there's any problem that the Army is concerned about. Michael Aquino maintains his clearance, even though he performs Nazi cult rites. He describes himself as the Antichrist, is Temple of Set literature. He was thoroughly investigated before he received his security in the Army. He was reinvestigated periodically in accordance with U.S. Army regulations. And Major Greg Rixon, again quoting him, there is no part of the liturgy of his church that causes us any security problems. He believes that the annihilation of many people is going to take place. And he wrote his own scripture. He has books that he quotes of Satan's. They're supposed to be written by experts of Satan. And he has a book, it's called The Coming, The Book of Coming Forth by Night, with his Nazi philosophies in it. Aquino has conducted occult rituals patterned on ceremonies by Nazi leader Heinrich Himmler in the German castle, once used by the Nazi SS for magic, black magic ceremonials during the Third Reich, and he's duplicating them and doing them now. This is from the San Francisco Chronicle, November the 3rd. The Nazis considered the black arts and satanic worship part of the ancient Germanic tradition. Aquino, in his book Crystal Tablet of Set, wrote that he performed rituals. He wanted to recreate an order of knighthood for the followers of Satan, and therefore he would take members of NATO and join chiefs of staff to recreate his orders of knighthood. Aquino has encouraged his followers to study the beliefs of Nazi terrorist groups, the VEHM, V-E-H-M, which is very important, and the Thule's, I mentioned them last week, the Thule's Gesellschaft, and the Aner Arab, two fanatic right-wing Aryan groups that existed before and during Hitler's reign. And he has his military cohorts studying, encouraging to study the Nazi terrorist groups. He makes no secret of his involvement in satanic worship. We are here for people who are seriously interested in the philosophy. The Crystal of Set is a collection of his writings. The book has descriptions of the use of lesser black magic, greater black magic, and he has classified them into the Order of Vampire, the Order of the Trapezoid, the Order of the Beast. The Order of the Vampire studies legendary vampire powers such as invisibility and powers when you are possessed by the Cetians. Through our black magic in ways that are special to the children of the night, we will further enhance and develop our powers. And he has this degree in psychological operations, worked with it in Southeast Asia, taught college courses in the Bay Area, and writes books on this and takes members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. this article in San Francisco Chronicle said one section of the book contains a reading list for temple members on subjects such as fascism, totalitarianism, and magic. The list refers to Mein Kampf, the Messiah, the occult roots of Nazism. Security clearances, according to the Army regulations, could be denied to people who espouse subversive political views, but he doesn't disguise his activity, and his views are not relevant to the U.S. military. They don't consider it subversive, even though Heinrich Himmler and Adolf Hitler wrote that their goal was to take over the entire world, to have a 1,000-year Reich, to exterminate two-thirds of the world population. This isn't considered subversive, and he has books and ways for which the elite few will survive. Another story, November the 2nd, in San Francisco Examiner, Presidio Satanist, a scary enigma to observers, and he admitted in Newsweek he's a little bit scary. The article says, the Satanist is a scary enigma. He really believes he is supernatural. He has evolved in some kind of godlike being with unworldly powers. Aquino has a pale face, eyebrows that stab upward like horns of the devil, shiny black hair shaped into a prominent widow's peak over his forehead. He looks more like a 1930s Dracula than what he is, Satan's earthly lieutenant, the Prince of Darkness. That is the term that Richard Pearl uses for himself, and Richard Pearl, who recently resigned from the Pentagon to continue his satanic, and I believe their satanic operations, in preparation for World War III that he and John Lehman, former Secretary of the Navy, talked about so much. Richard Pearl always referred to himself as the Prince of Darkness, and it'd be interesting to know if he went into any of the meetings at Westphalia, Himmler's castle, with Aquino, who came from Southeast Asia and the Special Forces and the Green Berets with very high bona fides. As I say, he's proud of being the Prince of Darkness, and so is Richard Pearl. Many Presidio officers see him and thought wearing his black shirt, his clerical collar, and a satanic medallion around his neck that it was a little weird, but it was okay with the military at the Presidio. Just try to get a long-haired hippie with whiskers and sandals into the Presidio, maybe eating a vegetarian meal, and they'd call the military police. But with Aquino, this is okay with them, and they know that he has a mission, and he's quite open about his mission. He is one of the Army's experts on psychological warfare, and the article in San Francisco Examiner said that does make him a little scary. The police, the FBI, and the Army have long been curious about the activities. Why didn't they follow him? Or maybe they did to Westphalia, Germany. Aquino has not been arrested since a three-and-a-half-year-old child recognized him. And the person who recognized him is a stepdaughter of a Presidio assistant chaplain and described, again, the room and the ceiling and the wife and who put on the men's clothing. And the men, two men, were with this child, and they took pictures of her in bed and sexually abused her, and also in a bathtub with some dog's feet on it, and she gave a full description. Until July 1986, he was a full-time student at the Pentagon's National Defense. Again, I've said that. In the United States, he said, just paid me the highest honor. They promoted me, Aquino said, to the post at the War College. And by sending me to that post, then lo and behold, I return home and have this outrage that the police have entered my apartment. Aquino had a dazzling military career, the Bronze Star, the Air Medal, the Army Commendation Medal, graduated on the Commandant's List from Command and General Staff, wrote ROTC textbooks for the United States Army, retired in 1982 and was the stockbroker at Merrill Lynch, then went back to the reserves to be a teacher in charge of reserves in St. Louis, Missouri. Not only was Aquino's status reaffirmed, but he was promoted from major to lieutenant colonel, and that's what he was saying in Newsweek. They like me a lot. The city police intelligence memos in San Francisco indicate that as long ago as 1981, the authorities were noting the Temple of Set's obsession with Adolf Hitler's Nazis, that he claimed to be reporting directly to the Joint Chiefs of Staff in Washington, D.C., and that a number of the Temple of the Set Satanists were in military intelligence along with Aquino, and he was reporting his activities, his Nazi activities, to the Joint Chief of Staff. Aquino shows visitors to his home in San Francisco, and I assume elsewhere, his ritual dagger It was once owned by World War II, a Waffen-SS general. He boasts about the ritual he performed in the Hall of the Dead at Wilhelmsburg Castle in West Germany during his 1980 tour of European NATO bases. During World War II, the Westphalian Castle was the occult sanctuary for Himmler's Waffen-SS elite. He professes contempt for the new neo-Nazis. Those are the skinheads and the young punks, the new ones. He deplores them. And, of course, the Waffen-SS and their allegiance have a bloodline going back 600 years, so these neo-Nazis are simply a bunch of punks with nothing to do on the streets who can be used later, but he has contempt for them. They're not the real thing. He once urged the Pentagon in a controversial psychological warfare study entitled Mind War to overcome enemies by mobilizing every means of domestic and foreign propaganda to include brainwashing of the entire United States public at home. He argued in a study called Mind War that there is no substitute for victory, total victory. The mind war scenario that he's written for the Joint Chiefs in the military academic circles is a scenario that could be used as a theoretical paper and has been circulated and written for the military circles. It was not a product of Satanism. He said it's not from the Temple of Set, but a military and psychological question of how to control the minds of the entire United States population as well as the world. And Mind Wars is supposed to be a very important book written about a First Earth Battalion. This is using the satellite system in the space wars. And he also had a study done for the Pentagon called Project Atlantis, a plan to beam music by the Jefferson Starship and satanic messages from the Temple of Set to Earth from an orbiting space station. Well, Ollie North had access to orbiting space stations. And if you look at Ollie North's face or replay the tapes or remember it, he was in a sort of a star dazed condition where if a question was asked to him and the question was only half asked, he had to whisper to Brendan Sullivan, his attorney, what he should answer. And there was indications that Ollie North had been the victim of psychological operations. And of course, they both were in the special forces in Southeast Asia. And remember the memos of Admiral Poindexter to Ms. Robert McFarland of the National Security. Maybe we should send Ollie to Bethesda for a while. Right now, he's been testifying before the grand jury, and Ollie North gets a question, then leaves the hall, goes out and asks Brendan Sullivan, and goes back to the room. This is the man who is holding the football that could decide the atomic bombs going off, World War III, and carrying it around with Ronald Reagan and traveling to Central America with Henry Kissinger, making important decisions for this country. Now, I wonder if Aquino's so high up with the Joint Chiefs in NATO and psychological operations and textbooks, and as I say, special forces, and a stockbroker at Merrill Lynch, how far he rubbed or how close he rubbed to the Joint Chief, to the head of the White House, the Chief of Staff, who was chairman of Merrill Lynch at a time when he was back there at Merrill Lynch. The plan, according to this report, was scuttled, his satanic plan, because they were nervous about the killer satellite technology. And in addition to being full-time military in psychological warfare and a stockbroker at Merrill Lynch, he also studied and taught political science at Golden Gate University and then took a few years out of the Army and went back as a lieutenant colonel working with the reserves. The reserves are the pet project of Edwin Meese and Mr. Gufrida, who set up the Federal Emergency Management Edge, and the reserves are being trained down in Honduras and Central America, sent out of the States for the first time, and those are the people that can bring the war home by using what they learned there in the jungles and rivers to turn against us when they come home someday. This Aquino also holds a doctor's degree from University of Santa Barbara, I mentioned last week, and he was once a national commander of the Eagle Scout Society. And I have articles on the molestation of Eagle Scouts. That's been quite prominent in the news, too, but not linked to the occult, but that has been happening. Aquino, according to San Francisco, is charming, sometimes self-deprecating. He worships not so much the devil as pure intelligence. He has a high IQ, and he says Satanists are the geniuses. Those are the ones who can digest the Temple of Set's daunting metaphysical theory with their attempts to burnish the devil's tarnished public image. They want to give the devil a good name, and the geniuses are the ones to understand that the devil is wonderful and that his image has been tarnished by Christians and others. In 1968, as a newly commissioned second lieutenant in the 82nd Airborne Division, that's when this Aquino saw Rosemary's Baby and was enchanted by the idea of Satan. He started to attend the Church of Anton LaVey in San Francisco, the founder of the Church of Satan. In the next weeks to follow, I'll begin to connect the Manson family murders and the son of Sam, David Berkowitz. Berkowitz also to the military establishment, the Vietnam veterans, and to LaVey and to the very people that Aquino was associating with in San Francisco. He broke off from LaVey and started his own church. And LaVey was a technical advisor to Roman Polanski for Rosemary's Baby. And then what Polanski got, he was an orphan of the Auschwitz concentration camps himself. He got his wife and baby, what seems like this would be his only baby, stabbed and killed by the Manson family, who also worked with LaVey and the Church of Seth. This Satan lover Aquino works with, trained with LaVey, and then opened his own church. It's a splitter group. And one is the San Francisco scene of the occult and the various sacrifices and so forth. And he became the demon or the Satan lover of the military intelligence, which is much more sophisticated and protected than even Mr. LaVey in San Francisco. Aquino felt LaVey wasn't nice enough to Satan. He didn't believe in the devil as much as Aquino did. So he assumed the power of the Prince of Darkness and lets LaVey take care of the street people and their particular happenings. Now, there was an article in the San Jose Mercury, rather, November the 4th, 1987. Presidio Care Center takes the test of the First Army scrutiny. There have been occult mutilations, I call them, of children on the Army bases all around the United States, and the only one that has so far gone to court or is going to court that has gone before a grand jury is the one in San Francisco that will be the first test case, and that will be closed down. And I believe the reason it's going so far in San Francisco and not at other military establishments is that the people in the San Francisco area are probably the most sophisticated politically and the brightest and know how to operate or move when these things happen. And while the parents of the children there are military establishment, and I mentioned one father who graduated from West Point, who had two children at this school, who were sexually abused in the occult ceremonies, he knew where to go and how to go about it in the San Francisco. Well, he may not use the street smarts of the San Francisco people unless his back's against the wall. He knew how to use it when it came to the push and shove because he couldn't go to the military for the protection he thought he was getting. So it was very interesting and fearful, but interesting to see this conference up in San Francisco where parents of McMartin School and parents from Gilroy and families from around the state spoke. And among them were two parents from the military establishment whose children had been abused with the occult. And that is far more scary if there's a scale of 1 to 10 because of seeing other children killed in front of them, hammered to death, dead animals killed, threats to kill their parents, and so forth. This article from the San Jose Mercury says that there's been reported that 26 of the 242 Army daycare centers throughout the world have had problems with the sexual molestation and the occult. 26 have been reported throughout the world, including the U.S. Military Academy itself at West Point and Fort Dix, New Jersey. The Mercury News reported in August the parents of the Presidio in West Point believed the Army was trying to cover up the sex abuse, which it was, instead of making the daycare centers safe for the children. And they ordered a congressional investigation, which wasn't happening and hasn't happened. And as far as we know, Barbara Boxer is the first representative now to ask for Congress to investigate it. The San Francisco Chronicle had an article November the 5th. Satanism linked to scores of U.S. child abuse cases. Satanism and cult rituals are listed all over the country. Children 2 and 3 years old, drinking blood, seeing animal sacrifices, sexual abuses. They talked of cannibalism, eating these dead, ritual sacrifice of children. This is what they're seeing. And they said it is highly explosive that the testimony of even small children is filled with atrocities, too, and greater than some of concentration camps. They've been through every kind of imaginable and unimaginable torture people have gone through. And there's cases that are coming up of striking evidence of ritualized sexual abuse case after case. This is a long article about the amount of things going on and the use of rabbits, ears cut off, black coats, capes, and also there are people, mothers who are breeders, who are having children so the children can be cut up and killed in front of them and other children. The term is breeders, if you can believe such a thing, and this is what is happening. And they're not pulling this particular man in who has all the desires of a mass genocide except for a hand few. And he talks about it openly and goes through the rituals with people from the Joint Chiefs and NATO and is still is promoted and is still a lieutenant colonel in the reserves. And they haven't yanked him back here and locked him up and chained him and made an explanation of how he keeps getting promoted with full knowledge of what he's doing in Europe and so forth. Well, I'm going to conclude this part of World Watchers and do some more on that case because it will evolve and get much larger if people aren't afraid to come forward. The problem is that the children were told that if they tell what happened, their parents would be killed. And an example was the McMartin School where the woman who turned in the matter to the police was in fact killed, and killing one person throughout the country who's important, and we don't know how many other witnesses are being killed to keep the children in those cities and places quiet. We only know what happened here on the West Coast, and we're lucky to know that at all. I want to conclude the program by thanking Coast Components at 684-1185, the Monterey Bay Area's distributor of electronic components. Thank you for the underwriting grant that brought you the past hour of World Watchers. The previous hour, World Watchers, was made possible in part by Lowdown, a leading manufacturer of microcomputer peripherals, located in Scotts Valley. For more information, call 438-7400. This is Mae Brussel. I'll be back with you in about 1.5 minutes or 1 minute to continue the second part of World Watchers.